You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
We paint the town and all that jazz. Hello, Kardashians fans. Welcome to our after show. We're back in the studio bringing you another wrap-up show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 9, Episode 3.
Weird.
Which is interesting because last Sunday we were in here covering Episode 1, so they actually had an episode we missed. I still watched it. We'll quickly wrap that up. But before we get to all of that, I'm your host, Danica Kennedy, and joining me tonight...
Hello, it's Francesca Dugan.
I'm excited to be in the studio. This was a lot more of a lighthearted episode than last week.
Yes, it was.
The whole divorce discussion happened last week, and it was kind of a downer episode. It was really sad, actually. I kind of felt depressed, like, after leaving.
Right?
I was like, that was really depressing. And sad, you feel like the family's falling apart, but they are hanging in there.
Yeah, there's
it seems
a little bit of surprises in this episode, I think, when why am I blanking on names? Oh, like Bruce was in the kitchen with Chris, but anyways.
Oh, yeah. There was an interesting conversation there. This isn't really like one of the topics exactly, but well, it is part of one of the topics.
Kind of.
But, yeah, they have a lot of scenes where, like, Chris and Bruce are together and just talking like friends, and you kind of wonder, like, is that staged, or do you think they're actually just really friendly?
It's probably a little staged.
Little staged, yeah, that's what I think, too.
Yeah, and he was assuming. Eating his ice cream with a fork.
I didn't notice that for some reason.
Yeah,
I was distracted by something else, probably.
But, yeah, it was definitely nice that this episode was more lighthearted, like you said, and... You just, you know, more family and...
Also, in the episode that we missed that happened this last week, the funniest part was Scott, the Lord, doing karate. He took up this whole karate fetish thing. Well, he always has these hobbies and he doesn't stick to them, so he decided to do that because he was going to counseling with Courtney. So that was his new hobby, and I was just cracking up watching the scenes. I wasn't, like, paying that close to attention to the episode because I was doing other things, like laundry and stuff, but I was just, like, hearing, like, hey! Like,
oh my gosh.
Going crazy. It sounded hilarious, though.
I know. I'm just... That's, I don't know why it was like Monday night, it looked like.
Yeah, it's really strange. We have to double check and make sure that they don't do that to us every week because I was unaware that there was extra episodes going on. But
it was a surprise.
More Kardashian episodes, the better, right?
Absolutely.
Always being covered. Well, our first topic for the night, we're going to talk about Rob and Khloé. Khloé is going through a lot of problems with her marriage right now, and she... doesn't want to be in her house. She has this huge house and she just feels so alone and empty in it. I don't blame her at all.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she must think about him all the time when she's there too. And I would too. I mean, I've been watching the show for a long time and I remember the episodes when they were first picking out that house and
right.
they were in love and newlyweds. And it's so sad to think like they have come to this point now. And we know... That, I mean, in news and gossip, we'll just say it now. Do you want to tell?
Well, yeah, Khloé just sold the house. I think it, to the Big Bang Theory, Kaylee Cuoco. I think that's how you
Cuoco?
Print it. Cuoco. Yeah, that's how you print it. Yeah, she's the one who bought it with her new husband, but they sold it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful house.
I know. Super nice.
In this episode, Khloé's just trying to find another place to live, though. At first, she's, like, living out of her car, which I'm thinking, like, come on, like, Kardashian living out of your car, like, designer living out of your car. But I still felt really bad for her. She ended up asking Rob if she could stay with him, At first, Courtney was trying to get her to move into the condo next door.
That is so funny.
And she was like, no, this is not my feng shui. I don't want to have a tunnel connecting our homes. Like,
it's going to be fun.
She's just bored, I think. She wants like a fun aunt next door to be like, hey, want to watch my kids?
Exactly.
Probably.
Yes.
That's what I would think. But she ends up moving in with Rob. And he kind of has to let her live with her because she's so friendly and welcoming to him. Like, he was living in her house for a really long time, like her entire marriage, basically.
But yeah, pretty much.
And he just got his own place because he wanted to be separate. And, you know, he really wants to lose weight is the main thing. He wants to lose 60 pounds, which is a lot of weight. And she always has junk food lying around. She's always cooking, especially Lamar. I mean, he's working out like crazy, doing coke, whatever. Oh. He needs to eat a lot. whatever the reasons may be.
The munchies. Yeah, and how she cooked the macaroni and cheese. That's like my weakness is macaroni and cheese. So it for Rob amazing. To just be like, Chloe, stop. That's good, because I would have been like, okay, I'll have some.
I understand why he was mad that she was bringing in mac and cheese and cooking and stuff, because I'm one of those people, too, where if delicious food's around me, mm-hmm. it will not last. I will nope. eat it in 5 seconds. Like, can't hold dessert in my house. It will be gone. Girl Scout cookies, gone. The box will be gone in seconds.
Anything with a little like, anything in a small bag, you just keep going and going and going. Like, it's M&Ms. It's really bad. I have a peanut butter M&M habit.
He was just having protein powder, though, and water, which I'm kind of like, okay, you don't have to be that intense. Like, run a lot and, like, work out and go on a strict diet, but don't starve.
Yeah.
You can't just have protein powder.
Unless the protein really tastes good, like cookies and cream protein.
Yum.
Yeah, that's my favorite. But I thought their dynamic is funny, though. And I think overall with Chloe, well, I don't know if you noticed, just, like, everyone, they're all kind of, like, they say weird things to each other, like how she was saying, or like how Rob was like, it's almost like I'm living, or was it Rob? No, Chloe was like, it feels like I'm living with my husband, literally, right? Chloe
said that? Oh, wait, Rob said it. He was like, or I wife. Feel like Chloe's my wife, there you go. Practically, sometimes. They always say, like, she said something also along the lines of, like, oh, can't I just sleep in here tonight, like, yeah. in your bed? They're just, like, a really joking sexual family.
Super sexual. And she was, like, she was saying, oh, I was shacking up with Kendall before. And I was like, wait, what?
I don't mind when she does it. We've talked about this on the show in the past. But when Bruce does it, they all kind of have that, like, sexual sense of humor. And I think it's funny. But when Bruce does it, it's... like, especially creepy because, like, younger women, like, that are his daughters, and he says something about their looks, and then it's like, oh, that sounds so pervy. But he doesn't mean it. You
right.
know?
He's just trying just to fit like, in, too.
Trying to fit in and be part of the group as usual, and that's his way in. But like, didn't awkward. Work out.
No. I yeah, guess. But they're funny. Always, always sexual comments, like, when Kim's boob was leaking.
Oh, yeah. She started lactating like crazy in the beginning of the episode, and Rob just left the room. Yeah. He was like, okay, I'm leaving.
Yep.
This is awkward.
So awkward. But yeah, they have a funny dynamic, and I was a little confused, though. I didn't feel like he, at the end, was kicked her out of the house, though. Like, I know she was causing so much trouble, like, when the girls came over for a slumber party, and they're like, throwing the shoes around, the socks around, and getting in the way.
All the junk food was out.
All the
tempting
junk,
him.
Yes.
That was his major pet peeve, I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, like you said, 60 pounds is a lot. You have to really be disciplined and work out. So, but I didn't think that he had kicked her out. But then at the end of the episode, you see her like, I guess I'm going.
Yeah, well, he kind of, it was really awkward how he talked to her about it. He went to Dash. And while she was, like, in a meeting or talking yeah. to other people in the store, he was like, hey, can I talk to you? And, like, pulled her into the back of the store and had this awkward conversation about how she's kind of, like, cramping his style. And it's true, and it's good to – I feel like they could have talked about it at a better time, like,
yeah.
at home.
I didn't even know he was there until he came out from behind
her. Like, what is he doing there? He's into Dash now, too.
I know.
Maybe the socks.
Exactly.
Socks, they need a place to be sold to. Sears is not taking them because they're too expensive. I'm just making that up. Anyways, because they have their whole Kardashian collection. I hear doing Kardashian baby collection next, too, for all the little ones.
They're so cute.
I think that he was just trying to say, like, I want you to move out. Like, you better move out quick. Like, I want to help you, so stay here, but try to find your next place soon.
Yeah.
Is kind of how I felt when they ended the episode.
Yeah, it was, like, I guess subtle, but...
He probably just doesn't want to be that mean, like, you have to move out, because he just lived with her for so long and just, like, mooched off them. I don't know if he mooched, but, like...
Definitely munched.
Yeah, munched in his room, hid up there, and hung out for a while. I still think that he's a stoner. That's my theory.
Well, explains the munching.
Yeah, that's just my guess, but who really knows? I guess we'll see, though, if she gets kicked out next episode. Also, in the preview for next week's episode, it sounds like Kim is staying at her mom's house for, like, 8 months with all her stuff, and that's just going to be ridiculous to see later.
The closet. But I know. Of
moving in on other family members and taking up places of their houses.
Yeah, that closet was massive already. And then she's like, this is only my side, and this is, or put this
she
there.
She has so much clothes.
Like, just like,
my
what?
Fantasy
oh, closet. I know. Fantasy closet.
Incredible. Well, Chris had an interesting plot line in this episode. I love it. She wants to be on Broadway.
That's
first
so
of
funny.
All, she always hangs out with Jonathan and that blonde chick. What's her name? Do you know her name?
I don't remember her name.
They're the friend with the bleach blonde hair that's always there. I'm totally blanking on her name right now. But it's just funny to me because Chris looks so young because her surgery and her haircut and her style. And she just has such a young spirit. She's like such a big dreamer and she just wants to do whatever she wants. Like she wanted to have a talk show. She just went and she did it. And they went and saw Chicago on Broadway. Love that musical. I'm a big fan. But after she saw it, she was so inspired. She was like, I want to be a Broadway star.
Let's go backstage and get started now.
And she signed up for classes. She got the best choreographer and instructor in show business. And she started singing all that jazz from Chicago.
It was funny watching her, though, like her little dance moves and stuff like that. It was really funny. It was, she definitely does a lot trying to take over the world.
I loved that she just like goes for it though, because I'm like that too. Like I would love to star in Chicago on Broadway. Awesome. Are you kidding me? That's like a fantasy, but she's definitely not Broadway ready by any means. And she ends up showing her little dance, her all that jazz dance in the kitchen to Kim and Jonathan. And they just hysterically start laughing at her and making fun of her. And it really hurts her feelings and her ego, but it was really funny when it happened.
Because, was pretty funny.
Yeah. She's just so, you know, over the top with it. Like, I'm going to be a Broadway star. And then she starts singing and they're like, are you serious? Like, Mom, you're so embarrassing. What are you doing?
It was funny because Kim even said, though, to Jonathan, I think she said, if that's what she wants to do, like, you have to respect that. And then 2 seconds later, she's just laughing at her mom as well.
Yeah. It's like, you got to respect what, like, people can do whatever they want, but, I mean, people's choices and actions sometimes you just have to laugh at.
Yeah, and everyone that she told was like...
What are you doing?
Laughing.
Well, she called up her friend Kathy Lee Gifford, and she was like, you don't want to do that. You're going to be doing, you know, 7 shows a week, 5 weeks in a row, you know, busting your ass, working... doing that night and day, and that's like your entire life, when she already has, I mean,
so much stuff,
an empire she's running, and she's momager for all those kids too. So it's a fun dream, though. I think she should like be on Glee or something, where she can have like a guest star musical theater number where they can like sing an auto-tune whatever they need to, and she could have her like Chicago fabulous moment of fame still.
Right. It was funny though, because you could tell though, she was kind of getting, what's the word? I'm blanking on words today. Discouraged. There we go. She was getting discouraged after, you know, talking to everyone, everyone kind of being
criticism.
Like, yeah. And so when she was performing it, you saw her kind of falter. And so I think, yeah, Kathy definitely helped talk her out of it. But I think she was already kind of going there. It was like she liked something and she started going into it really fast. So it kind of like sizzled out.
I don't like that it sizzled out. I want to like see her pursue that.
That'd be kind of cool.
And it's because fun and exciting. Like they're actually wanting to do something that's like a talent, you know, instead of just, I mean, they're awesome. Very entertaining to watch. Like they're such a fun family to watch. They're hilarious people. But to see one of them pursue like acting or, you know, singing or something, dancing, especially at her age, at 58 years old, to be belting on stage and doing high kicks and stuff, you go, girl.
Right?
Like, work it. If that's what you want to do and you're going to work your ass off to do it, like, amen.
She does not even look 58 years old. That's just
not
so
at
crazy.
All. She looks our age.
A little bit.
The doctor in Beverly Hills.
I know, right?
A great one.
Great one.
Unlike Bruce's. Sorry.
They didn't share that in the marriage.
They didn't share that. The same
surgeon.
Same surgeon, yep. Well, Scott and Courtney have an interesting situation in this episode. It's so typical for them.
Typical Courtney.
So typical of Scott, too. He decides to host an event at a strip club in Vegas. And I don't blame him. You get paid really good money to do these appearances and these big parties. So he was asked to go to a strip club day party and host an event. And he knows that if he asks Courtney, she's going to say no and be like, name all the reasons why he can't do it even though he wants to. And he wants to make the money and it's an excuse to go to Vegas. I don't blame him. But she finds out anyways and he denies it completely. He lies about it and is like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't email anyone.
Strippers.
Strippers? Who do you think I am?
Yeah, totally. Scott, strippers definitely don't mix. No.
Well, she ends up meeting up with her friend. What's her friend's name again?
Nicole.
Nicole. Nicole and Courtney, they plan to just like sneak attack their men in Vegas because they know that they're going to be there. So they go to the airport and they're hoping that they don't run into them, but Scott flew private jet.
Yeah.
So they didn't run into each other, and she just ambushes him while they're poolside hanging out in Vegas. And he's just like, oh man, you have me like on a radar, like a leash, and you're just following me everywhere.
Everywhere.
You don't trust me at all.
His face was so funny when he realized that it was Courtney behind him.
Oh my gosh.
I like how he's like, oh no. Yeah. I like how he sprayed her with the water gun. What are you doing here?
I wish they showed him, like, hosting the stripper event. Like, I would have loved to see that. I'm just saying. I would probably go to that because it sounds like the funniest thing ever.
Stripper, yeah.
Lord hosting a stripper party during the day in Vegas?
I didn't even know that they did
what?
day parties at strip clubs. That is new. It's kind of cool.
I think it's funny.
What's he going to say? I forgot. Never mind.
You forgot? Lost your train of thought?
I'm losing my train of thought a lot today. It was something about... Oh, no. Scott had a point, which is weird because, you know, like you said, Courtney always is going to question him or tell him not to do it. But what is she, like, worried about? Because it's true. He's in the spotlight. Everyone's going to see everything. There's nothing that's going to go on that...
I think it's more that he's lying to her and sneaking around. I think she's one of those women that's like nagging, like, no, you can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then he'll like tiptoe around by not telling her. And then she'll be like, why didn't you tell me anything? Like, why did you lie to me? And I feel like either way, she's going to be like pissed.
Yeah. She kind of seems like the little like just poke, poke, poke.
I feel like their relationship works though because of their personalities. Cause she does that a lot. Like, it kind of works that they're not married and they've been through all their issues.
Right.
You know, like he had his whole alcohol party phase. And I think he was just like immature, you know, like he has some growing up to do. But I think it also makes him really fun that he has that naive, like childish, playful side. But they like have been through so much. And I think that their relationship works because they know, like, oh, Scott doesn't take himself very seriously and he has the party pass, but it's just a part of who he is. He dresses up and he has these cars. And then Courtney is the one that, like, wants to look fabulous, denies him sex, makes fun of him, and then, you know, kind of pokes fun at him all the time. But it, like, works with their relationship.
You could tell that she loves to do that.
Like, she likes to nag him.
Get under his skin, but for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think he kind of likes it, too, even though he pretends he doesn't.
Probably.
But he needs some more lovin'.
He does. He does.
At the same time.
They need a third child.
Well, do you have anything else to add before we carry on?
Let's see. No.
Well, let's get into some news and gossip.
Yeah.
Buzz TV News.
Well, we pretty much mentioned it at the beginning because it's so, you know, tempting to just announce it right away. But yeah, as we were saying, you know, Chloe sold her house. It's always interesting to see the time frame because, you know, we're watching the show what happened a few months ago.
Right.
So it's interesting to see that, like, what's going on now compared to what's going on the show. So
I know it's so weird because you, most of the time you're already ahead and then you're, like, catching up with the episode to current time.
It's weird.
It is weird. Let's see. Kim was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and she was saying a lot of things. You know how they're all in the house with everyone, like, at her mom's house. There's so many people there. And Kanye was like, let's just get away, the two of us. So they didn't even take North with them. They went to Paris for, like, 3 days. And
so romantic.
So romantic. The city of love, right?
I love that.
I've never been there, sadly. But
Amanda take me to Paris.
I know, right? And then buy me a big house in Bel Air.
I know, right?
Build it with a... I still can't get over the 70-foot pool. But, they're saying that whenever they do get married, they think they want to get married in Paris.
I've been hearing a lot of wedding rumors about the two of them. And it sounds like Kim is way more, like, put him in charge, you know, because she did the elaborate fairy tale wedding already, and we saw how that went.
Right.
And Kanye has really good taste, and she lets him pick out her wardrobe and everything, and I think she knows that it's going to be, like, a baller fly wedding, like, if he does it anyways, so
she said also that they're, like, splitting the duties. Like, most guys are, like, I'm leaving that all to you. You could pick whatever you want to pick, but they're, like, splitting up the duties. Like, he's going to pick the music. She's going to do, like, the seating charts, whatever. So, yeah,
I think that's good. I think that it's good that the guy should be able to pick what's going on at their wedding. They're getting married, too.
Yep. And then I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel, too. She said that she was, she's going to take his last name. So she's going to be Kim West.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool.
I like it.
I like it.
It's like making it super official.
Kim West.
Everyone's going to still call her Kim Kardashian, though, because they're the Kardashians.
Right?
I mean, we know them all as the Kardashians, even though some of them are Jenners and other last names anyways.
I know. I always think of
they're all the
younger girls Kardashians, too.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll do like Khloe, how she did what she did. Khloe Kardashian Odom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian West.
Or Kim K. West.
Kim K.
Initialize.
I like it.
I like
it. It works. I mentioned earlier that they are doing the Kardashian baby collection next.
This year's
collection. They're going to have, like, a whole baby line now. Now that they're all popping out kids, they're in their 30s.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy because they all look so young.
I know. They all look so young. I feel like I watched them grow up in a weird way.
Or, yeah,
like 20s.
No, because, I mean, it's the 9th season, so.
Yeah 10 years of their life, basically.
A lot. Yeah. And then Kim posted a really cute picture of Penelope and North the other day. So I wish she would show more pictures of North. I feel like she's kind of secretive.
Yeah. I think that's because Kanye's very private and he wants to keep her private. And Kim's accepted that. Like, just because she is fine with having her life publicly displayed doesn't mean, like, her child's going to want that or, like, you know. The kid's going to get that no matter what, though.
Yep.
Being, you know, a kid from those parents, it's like Hollywood royalty.
Definitely basically. Hollywood royalty. Always.
How it is here.
The most, I think they're like the most pictured.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then one last gossip. They're reporting that Lamar was in Miami with, he was hanging out with Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. And that a lot of ladies were paying him attention, but he was behaving and he wasn't drinking. But he was in Miami recently.
Nice. Yeah. He's getting a little better.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully he's on the right track.
I know.
Well, let's get into some predictions now.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I know that they're getting divorced. I mean, Khloé and Lamar are getting divorced. Kris and Bruce are getting divorced. Kim and Kanye are getting married. And then Courtney and Scott are, you know, bickering.
Goofing off.
Goofing off, bickering. Yep. Who knows? Baby number three, maybe. Maybe they'll pop out another.
Yeah, Scott needs some loving.
I like their style. I like the, how their relationship's working. But as for predictions, I mean, I'm pretty sure that Kris's Broadway career is not going to happen.
No.
At all. I still would love to see her, like, guest, you know, do, like, a YouTube video or something.
Right? Fun. Or, like, a special Keeping a Up With special. The Kardashians Broadway edition.
Just sneak on to Saturday Night Live and do like a musical theater number at some point. That would be fabulous. Yeah, I think the stripper hosting parties are probably going to slow down as the kids get older.
Maybe, but he said they make a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, there's a price for everything depending on how much they're paying him. I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah. Oh, well, stripper's there. It's money.
Do you have any predictions?
I'm just really hoping that Rob, you know, starts losing some weight. I haven't heard anything outside of the show, so hopefully he's on his way there.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for watching our AfterBuzz TV show. Where can they find you online?
You can find me at Twitter and Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Danica Kennedy. Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.